Hello, Glide family. Welcome to Glide Memorial Church's Tiny Celebrations, the mini podcast highlighting the inspirational words and music from our Sunday celebration. We're extending the life of Sunday celebration for your Monday through Saturday enjoyment and upliftment. We hope these tiny celebrations will lift your spirit and your voice. Enjoy.
Sing it now, yeah.
Hi everyone, my name is Bonnie Violet. I am a transgenderqueer, spiritual drag artist, and digital chaplain. And I use the pronouns she. And I'm here just to share a little bit of my thoughts on Trans Day of Remembrance for me this year. Trans Day of Remembrance. Today is the day we remember. We remember beautiful trans people and the lives they lived. This is my first Trans Day of Remembrance reflection since coming to be known as trans. Trans Day of Remembrance was one of the only times of the year when I focused on our trans community. It was a time to remember and memorialize those of us who had died violently at the hands of another, often by the men and others who were unable to accept their truth in their attraction or love for us. I didn't allow myself to fully see and become myself for many years because I was afraid. I was afraid that no one would love me, that no one would want me. My family and friends would leave me and I would be alone. The fear of being harmed and my codependency to my family and other loved ones have been a huge contributor in feeding into these thoughts that have manifested in fear. I hope that my name never becomes a name to be spoken among the list of those who have died at the hands of another. The fear of being on this list will not rob me of the blessings and beautiful gift of being trans, a trans creation by my creator that I sometimes call God. A love letter or a prayer maybe to my trans family. The ones who came before me, the ones living now, and those who will come after. We are beautiful. We are sacred. And we are a powerful people. Our existence and visibility is inescapable and necessary. I believe we are here to change the world. We are here to inspire others to liberate themselves, to explore wants and desires and new creations for the betterment of the world and for all of us. We are spiritual beings that wear our spirit on the outside. Our spirit manifests in the objects we create, the expressions we express, and the physical adornments that signal and reflect truth. Today is one of many days to remember this. Many, if not all of us, have been crushed. I've felt severed from our mind, body, our heart, and spirit. I pray for the day that this is not a part of our individual and shared journeys. For those who have had their life crushed from their body, we say their names. The ones we know, the ones whose lives was taken by the hand of another. May they be remembered for their life and not just the way it ended. May our loved ones never find our names on a list. For those crushed in spirit and heart, may we seek, may we be healed, and may we be restored by our creators of many names and understandings. May we be wrapped in a loving embrace from community. Wherever we are, may we receive life-affirming care from all who serve us. In our homes, our workplaces, where we receive care, and our places of worship, may we be full of joy, may we be truly known, and may we be filled with life. I love you all, and happy Trans Day of Remembrance, or Trans Day of Resilience, however way you are taking this time this week to reflect on the trans community, please do it more than just today. And I'm very honored and to get to have a moment to just, you know, share a little bit of just my perspective, my one perspective and my one thought at this point in time in my life. I think I'm gonna leave it at that. Take care, love everyone, and bye-bye.
Thank you for letting us throw you this tiny celebration. If you want to hear more Tiny Celebrations or hear our full Sunday celebrations, follow us on Podomatic at glidesf@podomatic.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. My name is Marvin K. White, and I'm your minister of celebration.